Do you want to set your child up for success? Is tutoring out of your budget, or perhaps you're someone like me who just wants to save money on private tutoring? Is this a big school year for your child? You know, maybe they're starting kindergarten or middle school. Maybe there's another milestone coming up. Or maybe your family moved. Oh my gosh, I moved so much when I was growing up. And the kids are starting a new school. Or maybe your child is ahead and just not getting challenged enough in class. Well, IXL Learning is here to help. IXL Learning is a fun online learning program for kids covering math, language, arts, science, and social studies. It's powered by advanced algorithms. IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or the personality. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's right, it is school approved. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And How to Be Fine listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/fine. Visit IXL.com/fine to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Again, that's IXL.com/fine.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
If you have t-shirts in your closet that you no longer wear but can't get rid of, think your favorite college shirt, you know, those shirts. Send them to Project Repat and have them turned into a cozy t-shirt blanket.
To date, Project Repat has made over 350,000 custom t-shirt quilts and has prevented over 3 million t-shirts from winding up in the landfill.
Find out more and place your order today at projectrepat.com and use code BTB for 25% off.
That's projectrepat.com, promo code BTB. Mother's Day is May 12th, and Kendra Scott has all the perfect gifts to make her feel special with high style and quality pieces at an affordable price.
They even have a great selection of gifts under $100.
Use code BUYTHEBOOK for 20% off your purchase of any full-price fashion jewelry at KendraScott.com or mention the code BUYTHEBOOK in any Kendra Scott store.
Valid until June 11th. This Mother's Day, celebrate her with Kendra Scott.
The following podcast contains barnyard language and some adult content, so maybe use headphones if you're listening at work or around small children. Now, here's the show.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, Kristen.
What are you doing here in the studio?
What am I doing here? Shouldn't I be at home complaining about astrology right now?
Cut the fake setup, you two. The show is in its fourth season. Everyone knows why Brad and I are here.
That is right, Dean. Thank you, Dean.
You are welcome, Jolanta.
Well, now that you ruined my what are you guys doing here setup, which was excellent, by the way. I thought it was an excellent setup. I guess.
Really comedic.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I guess I should just get to it and say, the husbands are here. And that means it's time for our season 4 husbands episode.
It sure is, because I'm Jolanta Greenberg.
And I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Brad.
And I'm Dean.
And this is our seasonal husbands bonus episode.
That is right. It is time for another By the Book bonus episode, our between seasons treat for your ears. And today, it's all about America's favorite husbands, Brad and Dean.
And reminder, this is part of our current crop of bonus episodes. Every other week between now and our season 5 launch in May, we're releasing a new bonus episode.
And if a bonus episode every other week isn't enough for you guys, please subscribe to Stitcher Premium, because we have an entire new season being released there called By the Book, Authors Tell All. It features interviews with authors of books we've lived by over the past four seasons, as well as a few interviews with authors we just happen to love. So to get access to Buy the Book Authors Tell All, go to StitcherPremium.com and use the code BOOK to get a free month of Stitcher Premium. Plus, you'll be able to listen to 21,000 hours of other great ad-free content, bonus episodes, and comedy albums. That's StitcherPremium.com and use the promo code BOOK.
All right. Now, let's get to it. Let's talk to these husbands of ours who are sitting in the studio with us. And we have to warn you two, this season, most of the questions were about your personal lives and not about the show. People want to know about you guys and what's in your hearts and other parts. What?
My heart's enough.
We know what other parts. We'll get to the bathtub and the hair later. We'll get to it.
To kick things off, though, we don't care about you as people. We only care about you in terms of season four.
Roger that.
Understood.
So let's talk about this season. Our first question comes from Jessica. She says, which book was the most challenging to watch them live by? And which book do you wish they live by more now that they're done living by it?
Ooh, well, that's an easy one for me. The Four Agreements was just awful. Watching Kristen go through and relive that bit of her life was just, it was painful. I almost took her away from the book and the show and pretty much everything to do with that.
What about you, Brad?
Well, I know what book I liked the most. Can I start there?
Yeah.
I liked The Year of Yes the most.
Really?
Because I felt like all of a sudden, Jolie was just saying yes to things left and right. We were like having fun with new people. We were living different experiences. Like we were doing stuff that I wanted to do all the time because Jolie had to say yes. Like I thought it was a blast. So that was good. The book I didn't like so much. What was the three things?
Oh, the pick three by Randy Zuckerberg.
Pick three I didn't like just because you seemed super anxious about constantly having like to narrow your life down. You were like doing all this work planning what your three things were going to be. Like you were just kind of this like walking time bomb. Always being like, I don't know what things to do. So that wasn't my fave.
Yeah.
And honey, did you have a favorite book that we lived by or a least horrible one?
Gosh. Well, I agree with Brad. The whole Year of Yes was that was definitely fun, but not that different to how life normally is.
Kristen's better at saying yes than I am.
So I think that one was probably my favorite from this season. There was a couple of other odd ones. Oh, and then there was the astrology book. I just don't understand it. Kristen was frustrated by it. The whole thing, it was very...
I'll just leave during this part.
I'm sorry, Jolanta. It just doesn't work.
It's not real.
It's not. It doesn't...
someone's on fire today.
A lot of thoughts.
I'm not a believer. And it was really hard to live by. It was another really hard to live
poor
by.
Poor Jolanta. She's outnumbered right now. There's
three of us. You know what I liked was the act of gratitude. I liked the one where you were like doing thank yous. And I don't know, it felt like one of those things where it was easy to rag on because somebody's just telling you to do errands. But literally every time Jolie would finish her like list of errands, she'd feel better, and I'd feel
better. That's awesome.
And we'd do the gratitude game to each other.
That was fun. That saved
a date night one night when you were just in a crappy mood, and all of a sudden we were having a good time with each other.
Damn you.
Love that glad game. Love that
game.
Oh,
I know you do. All right. Next question.
Aya says, since the past few months were crazy for Kristen and Jolanta with Panoply shutting down its content division and everything else, how are you both dealing with all the changes?
To me, there's not a huge difference because you still work from home and then you go off to a studio that is not at our home.
Yeah.
And to me, it's all the same. It was crazy during those couple months because there was just a lot of uncertainty. And you and Kristen were like banshees, like going back and forth. And there were always these like conference calls that were kind of like in one ear. And so it was crazy. But at this point, it does not feel like a huge difference. Now it feels like you're on the right track.
Yeah, for me, it's completely different.
Yeah.
Kristen's never had a job that, you know, she's never been freelance, right? She's never been on her own recognizance. It's always been a job that she goes into and hangs out with people and builds friendships and careers and all those wonderful things, except now that's just all with me at home.
Yeah, is it a, do you come home to a different person now?
I do, and it's really hard to tell
what
I'm going to come home
to.
Oh my God,
oh my
this
God.
Is fascinating.
I need to hear about this.
Are there days when she's a normal, like, Kristen that has been stimulated enough for the
Absolutely.
Day, and days where she's like, Dean, Dean, Dean?
Exactly like that. You know what? Sometimes I'll come home, and I can feel the energy as soon as, like, before I walk in the door, I'm like, what the? Oh, wait. Kristen hasn't been out of the house today.
No.
And she is stir crazy.
Total Capricorn energy, right?
Total
there.
Capricorn, right?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
They're both Capricorns, I think.
I've had it with everybody.
And because, you know, that's happening, we go out, we go on a long walk. Like, we've got to get the energy out. We've got to deal with it.
That's so fascinating.
Which typically wasn't happening when it was into a day job every day.
Well, I'd walk 2 miles to a job each day, and then I would work and be around 50 people all day. Then I would walk 2 miles home.
Exactly.
And sometimes I would go on a walk in between.
Yeah. Sometimes now you just don't even put on pants.
No.
Best way to work.
I've never worn pants.
I know.
I always wear skirts.
That's
true.
That's interesting that it's like put you in just in the same space and then you feel each other's mood so much more. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's different. I think it's really different. Not saying it's bad at all. I think it's awesome. It's of course it is. Kristen just beats herself up about not working enough.
And it's easy to do as a freelancer because any minute you have could be spent doing work.
Yes. Right.
And so I actually feel like she's working much later nights.
Yeah. I work late nights too.
And,
yes, you do.
And constantly saying she's not working hard enough. And yet I think she's working twice as hard as she was when she had a day job. It's just one of those things.
I can just tell from the conference calls, like, y'all out to get it.
Yeah.
Like, thank y'all getting it.
Thanks, man.
Oh, it's all about the hustle.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to some questions we got about the show more broadly rather than just like over the course of the season. Sharon says, I'd like to know if Brad and Dean's co-workers poke fun at them sometimes for being on the podcast.
Yes.
Oh, they do?
Well, no, it's only certain like scenes where they feel like we've shared much more than I would ever share at work. And they'll be like, hey, I know a lot more about your like romantic getaway weekend. Cool. Like, that's much more than I've ever wanted to know about Brad.
Brad had sex every day with his wife on vacation. Everybody knows that.
It's just a long weekend, guys.
My coworkers don't at all. So they're super excited that I'm on a podcast because I don't work. I'm not close to this industry, right? So they're like, oh my God, you do a thing that's not in, you know, computer science. You do a thing that's in audio and it's a reality show and that's amazing and it's great. And
But you have mentioned in prior husband's episodes that there was one scene that some people gave you a hard time about.
Well, there was.
The bathtub.
The bathtub scene did get me a little ribbing in the office. And just like Brad, it was just a wee bit too much information probably for coworkers. But I like sharing funny stories.
Can I just say, though, so there's the bathtub scene, and then here's the problem I have with that astrology episode you guys did.
Yeah.
You brought up how I was shampooing your hair, and I don't think you bothered to tell anyone that it was in the sink. Like, this was not some scene where we're in the shower. And that's totally how
that. You guys were fully clothed?
Yes!
Yeah. I was in sweat.
That is not what that sounds
like. She was just
like.
Kind of like hunched over a sink with
in
water
the kitchen.
Running over her hair.
Like with dishes,
and
dirty like, dishes moved out of the sink, like
yes,
under the counter.
And I'm just like squeezing my hands on her hair, and she's like, oh, this is so nice. And
no,
I'm like,
it sounded
and all
more
of a sudden
like
it sounds,
this. Not sound,
exactly.
Oh, yeah, there. Oh, that's what it sounded like
I know.
To the rest of us.
I completely
sorry,
agree.
Honey.
And if Jolenta had prefaced it by saying, this is us in the kitchen, you would not have been so creeped out. I guarantee
I'm really, it. Honestly, it's because my mom is a hairdresser, and anytime she would be like, I need to wash your hair to give you a haircut, it was always in a sink. And so to me, someone washing your hair means just bent over a sink always.
With your husband?
With your husband, your mom, your dad, your cousin, anyone.
Right. I'm, okay. I apologize on behalf of both of us.
Wow.
I apologize to America.
All right, let's move on. Jana has this question. Have the husbands ever recommended any of the books or tips from the books you have lived by to family or friends on their own accord?
Well, yeah.
Really?
I have. Yeah.
Really?
Well, the life-changing magic of tidying up, despite the fact that I hated it, I did talk about it with a lot of my coworkers who were very messy. Very messy.
Oh. I bring up things all the time from books that I didn't actually like living by that much, but they seem like little nuggets of advice, like pick three. I hate. I'm constantly telling people, if you just sort of pick three things and stick to them of your day, maybe that'll help you.
Here's the book you said you hated the most.
Oh, I hated it. It didn't make any sense. But it's so easy to say to somebody else.
You don't have to do it all. You can just pick three.
Which is what it is of like being a self-help writer, right? Yeah, is you're like, you just make up stuff that's easy to tell other people to do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I love it.
All right. Ashley has this question. Is there a book that you would live by with your wives?
Year of Yes. So that you always have to like go to museums with me when I say, here, let's go to this museum.
Oh, yeah. Brad, I'll go to museums with you anytime.
Thank you.
You know, you guys like just 4 bucks yes from the Brooklyn Museum.
Oh my gosh, I would go.
And Dean and I just got like family membership there. So
yeah, we'll go to the museum with
let's
you.
Let's go see Frida Kahlo.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
we
let's
have
go.
All
that's awesome.
The guest passes we could possibly want for it. Yeah.
No.
Probably. No,
I mean, yes. I mean, yes.
You're supposed to say yes.
Year of Yes.
All right. Well,
oh, did Dean have an answer for
that? Oh, shit. Yeah.
In terms of a book that I would live by with Kristen, I'm doing enough of that. I don't need to live by any other self-help books with Kristen. Everything's fine.
So you feel that indirectly you're already kind of dragged
you're
into living
enough
by them already?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there's lots of little things that come out of them that I'm sure make our lives better. But I don't, there's not one that I need to absolutely live by or no.
Honey, you already indirectly live with us enough by our books, even when you're not really supposed to be living by them.
I do.
It's true. All right, we're going to take a quick break, you guys. We're done talking about books for a second. And when we come back, we're going to talk about love, marriage, and fights.
Jolenta, you know what bums me out? Whenever we hear from listeners who say they don't feel confident when they're on the beach, they don't actually necessarily want to even be seen in a swimsuit. But the fact is, there's a swimsuit out there that can make anybody feel comfortable and confident, and that is the Miracle Suit.
I have a killer one piece from Miracle Suit, and let's just say I've never looked better in a bathing suit. Like, it actually supports my, like, larger-than-average breasts. And, like, it makes me look like I have a nice figure. And I can swim and jump around and do actual activities and not worry about falling out of it. And now is the perfect time to get your swimsuit from MiracleSuit.com because our listeners get 20% off by ordering through our special landing page.
Plus, you'll get free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S.,
get this fantastic 20% off savings now. Go to our special URL, miraclesuit.com/book.
Remember, that's miraclesuit.com/book.
If there is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp Online Counseling can help.
BetterHelp offers licensed professional counselors who specialize in issues like depression, anxiety, relationships, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBTQ matters, grief, self-esteem, and more.
Connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment and get help at your own time and at your own pace. And of course, anything you share is confidential.
And it's so convenient. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, as well as chat and text with your therapist. And if for some reason you're not happy with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time for no additional charge.
Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. And by the book, listeners even get 10% off your first month with the discount code BTB. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/BTB, then simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love.
That's betterhelp.com/BTB. Okay, we are back with our special guests, Brad and Dean, talking all about their husband life.
That husband life is how it's supposed to be pronounced, Kristen.
About Brooklyn husbandry.
And now for a topic we got a lot of questions about this time around, relationships. Alyssa says, you guys have really supportive, loving marriages, and hearing your interactions makes me happy. How did you all decide to marry or know each other were a good match? Also, any advice for a college senior who wants to date and eventually get married, but all the available guys still seem very immature? Oh, Alyssa.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So how did we decide to get married? That was pretty simple. We swiped right.
Yep.
And then there we were.
Yeah. No. Well, we've talked about how we met on Tinder
right.
before, but
yeah,
at
exactly.
what point did you say we should get married?
It was pretty early on, I thought. We dated for about a year, give or take.
You proposed to me about a year and a half after we were dating, and we got married right around our two-year anniversary.
Yeah.
But how did you know? How did you know?
Oh, I knew pretty early on, actually.
But really? That doesn't answer the how.
How? Well, I guess it was because I'd done this many times before and worked out what I didn't want.
Hey-yo. Trial and error.
The truth comes out.
Yeah, exactly. No. I knew very early on that we were incredibly compatible and that Kristen was someone who would push me and I could learn and grow for a really long time. And that was super exciting to me. So I knew that very early on. And then it was a question of being patient enough to not look like a freak.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You can't propose like 4 weeks in. Oh, be like,
right,
honestly,
exactly.
I think that
were you
we're
thinking of proposing that early?
No.
You can when you're like 60. You meet like 60-year-olds who are like, oh, yeah, we got engaged within like 4 weeks because like they just know what they want at that time.
Exactly.
But like when, you got to play it a little cooler
like
when
my
you're
mom.
Younger.
Yeah. No.
We had an entirely different foundation. I thought we had this much more sort of tortured, like we're just drawn to each other. We're magnetized to each other. But also we have like we run very hot. Right. So there's like so we would have fights and arguments and we'd have like we would break up for a time and we get back together for a time. So, Alyssa, anyone who tells you like you just got to find the one, like you just got to find the person who like is just perfect. Like you'll know, you'll just feel it. No, they don't know what they're talking about. Like there are amazing relationships out there. And the reason this relationship works for me is because early on, there was one person in my life that I felt challenged by and also drawn to. And if it was just about one or the other, it would not have worked this way. It was that I was constantly super attracted to Jolenta, but I also was really challenged by her. And it made me question lots of things about myself. And that's what like keeps us going, I think, is that you have to find somebody who wants to get to know you better and better and better. And if they can't handle backing down and like admitting they were wrong, if you're finding guys, you know, in school or something that like cannot handle being challenged, no, move on.
Yeah. I mean, something Dean and I have talked about at length is Dean said he wasn't actually a really good catch until he was well into his 30s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, totally. I was an idiot until I was well into my 30s. I could barely like dress myself. Priorities were all wrong. I didn't know myself. Didn't even understand what I wanted until I was well into my 30s. And so, I dated around in college a bit and whatnot, but I didn't. Yeah, the trial and error thing took me a long time to get right.
Also, I just want to say there's no hurry. I think that some people think there's a timeline like, oh, I have to be in a serious relationship by the time I'm 25 mm-hmm. or 27 or I have to be engaged by 30. And I think a lot of people have these false timelines that aren't necessary. Have a lot of fun. It doesn't really matter if you do this if you're 25 or if you're 45. There's lots of time. You can do it. Yeah. All right. Moving along. Here's a question from Jennifer. Jennifer says, since there is a lot of mention that self-help books require women to do way more work than men or are generally off balance in terms of divisions of emotional labor, do Dean and Brad recognize this as a problem too? What are their thoughts? Have they committed to work on this balance in your household since By the Book?
Yes. For me, certainly, because there have been points where I've thought I was like doing my sort of role around the house. Like if Jolenta would say, hey, could you do this, this, and this? And I'll do this, this, and this. I'd go, great, contributing equally. And then Jolenta after a while would come to me and be like, yeah, except that I had to do the coming up with the list of the things. Like just because it's split equally doesn't mean that like we're doing the same amount of work. I had to come up with all the stuff to do. And so I didn't realize that that was a thing until she kind of hit me over the head with it. Again, challenging. It's important. But my eyes have totally been opened up to that. So now I try to just take it on myself and like find a few things that like matter to me. And just being that engaged, I think, is a positive.
I mean, for me, I mean, these books are really helping Kristen become a more equitable homemaker.
Whoa.
I mean, I just...
That is not what I wanted to happen from this project.
Okay, you are totally lying because I still do no housework. I have not done any housework since we have met. I do no... Have I?
Since I
did laundry once.
Since you became a freelancer, you have cleaned the kitchen 3 times.
Thank you.
In the last 4 months. And yeah, that's great. And the bathroom a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just that I'd normally do that every week.
Yeah. And then
every week.
You scrubbed it every week?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dean does all that. But you know what Santa brought Dean this year for Christmas?
Danielle still got work to do.
Santa brought something to Dean for Christmas this year that kind of makes up for the fact that his wife doesn't lift a finger in the house.
That's true. We have a robot vacuum.
Congrats.
It's
welcome.
Awesome.
Game yes. changer.
And you guys already have a robot vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
Just to scare Frank. It doesn't even vacuum.
Frank doesn't just, ride it around?
Just roams around.
I
oh,
wish.
No. Yeah.
Frank just goes in front of it and then is like, it's chasing me.
And I have to say, this was a major sacrifice for me, this robot vacuum entering our household, because the robot vacuum makes me so sad when I see it working.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Because it sings a little song. It's like, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then it starts working. And then I'm like, oh, I'm doing nothing except looking at, like, social media.
Oh, does it feel like your electronic slave? Like you're putting it to yes. work and you're doing
just
nothing.
Wait till the uprising, you guys.
Oh, God.
But you feel that way about the rice cooker, too.
I know.
Okay.
The rice cooker
what?
Also sings a little song.
She just has trouble with machines that go like, do-do-do-do. Like,
they do
you feel
work.
Bad for my hair straightener? It does a little thing like that, too.
No, but what's odd about all of this is I don't feel bad for Dean, who does all of this.
Right.
He doesn't yeah. sing. He doesn't sing. He just quietly puts his head down.
I'm on all fours on the floor scrubbing at some kind of stain, and she's got her feet up on my back. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I should feel as bad for you as I do for the robot vacuum.
It's not anything like that, folks. It's much better than that. It's all
good. Key dope. Shall we move on?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. So Corey Ann says, both husbands are incredibly supportive of strong, independent women. I hope to raise my sons to share this quality. I'm curious what in Dean and Brad's upbringing positively influenced their views of women.
Lots. I was raised by a strong woman. My sister's a strong woman. I just, to me, it was just part of growing up. My mom was in charge of the household, and what she did was incredibly hard work and amazing. Like, she had eyes in the back of her head. She could tell when I was doing something wrong, when I was doing something great. It was amazing. And it was weird when I hit the world and realized how misogynistic it was. It
You're
was
also leaving
worse.
Out something here, though, too. Your mom and your dad were small business owners. They were entrepreneurs, and they
that's true.
And he got to see his totally, mom launch yeah. a business.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got to see, like, a woman in your life who ran something.
Yeah, there was never a question about whether or not she was going to be able to run the photography business. It was just, of course, that was going to happen. And, yeah, she made some mistakes, but she was great at it. And so that was just always around, and I was absorbed in that, I guess.
I was going to say, the thing that I just remember from childhood was family dinners, was like sitting around, and it was the classic sort of all four people in our family gather and like you talk about your day. And my mom was the one who was constantly having things to say about politics or social things and like social issues and things like that. And the conversation was always super respectful, but also very dynamic. So people would jump in and there would be disagreements, but it always remained super respectful. So that was like a good baseline for taking in what somebody is saying that might counter your instincts and learning to just like, oh, I'd never thought of it like that. So that was a good baseline. But then I think it continued from there with my sister was like this very interesting thinker who was having thoughts that I had not gone through before. And she was just good at communicating them because of how we'd been raised, I think. And then meeting Jolie, who just was constantly letting me know about certain things that are normal for her that are not normal for me, and was not trying to act as if they weren't happening. It was not trying to protect me, but also wasn't taking it out on me. She was just letting me know what was happening. So I think that was important too.
Well, I think the lesson here, fellas, is that the strong women in your lives, including me and Jolenta, made you better men. So I think the answer to your question, Corey Ann, is your sons just need to be around people like me and Jolenta all the time.
Who or you. You probably you, are Corianne. A strong, dynamic
yes,
woman.
Yes, that too.
Who run the world.
Yes.
Girls.
All right. We are going to take another break. But when we come back, we have kind of a grab bag of fun questions for you guys. So stay with us.
I wish when I was going through puberty, I knew that your boobs could come in half sizes.
Oh, my God. Do you know what I wish I would have known when I was going through puberty?
What?
The Third Love Fit Finder quiz. Just answer a few simple questions there to find your perfect fit in 60 seconds.
And truly, you guys, this is hands down the most comfortable bra you will own. I've been wearing Third Love bras for years, even before I hosted a podcast. And as a busty girl, I can tell you they are the most comfortable bras for your shoulders. They have nice, wide straps that don't slip and won't give you those nasty shoulder divots.
But I also have to say they work for more petite women as well, speaking from experience.
Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they are offering Buy the Book listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/buythebook now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase.
That's thirdlove.com/buythebook for 15% off today. Jolenta, there are a lot of things we do for our health. We take care of our minds. We take care of our bodies. And one thing we do twice a day is brush our teeth with a Quip electric toothbrush. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers.
Quip toothbrushes have sonic vibrations that are gentle on your sensitive gums, and they have a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides and guide you to a full and even clean.
As somebody with sensitive gums and sensitive teeth, I really appreciate those sonic vibrations. They take care of my teeth without hurting them further. That's why I love Quip.
And that's why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/buythebook right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush.
That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/buythebook.
Buy the book! Buy the book!
All right, we are back with our seasonal husbands episode with Brad and Dean. And by the way, if any question that you want to know has not been covered on this show, it might be because the question has already been answered on a prior episode. So definitely check out our prior Husband Speak episodes. All right, let's now get to our grab bag wild card section of questions.
Let's.
Yes.
We got this question from Amber, who says, what are some of your favorite books? Any genre, not necessarily self-help. Do you guys read?
I mean, no is the problem. And because of that, my favorite book is all the collections of Calvin and Hobbes comic strips from back in the day. I've got like the anthology of all of them.
Those are great.
And I follow a Twitter account that just gives me a new Calvin and Hobbes comic strip every day. And that's some of the most profound stuff you're going to see anywhere.
Love it.
You're that's also reading awesome. All the Game of Thrones books.
And
right
reading
now.
Game of Thrones. You guys, Game of Thrones, good series.
Yeah.
I
can't wait till it blows up.
So annoying.
I haven't heard
but
of it.
But it's really good.
Maybe other people will read it now. Who knows? So I'm a voracious reader. I read all of the things all of the time. I probably devour 2 or 3 books a week.
I had no idea.
What?
Oh, yeah. He reads constantly.
That's crazy.
I read
and
almost
fast.
Any science fiction, future-looking, stuff's-gonna-happen book that almost anybody publishes in the world ever. And so in terms of picking a favorite book, that's really tough for me. Lord of the Rings was very early on. There was a bunch of other books that I read growing up that I really loved. The Hyperion Canton from Dan Simmons is just phenomenal. Peter F. Hamilton, a bunch of great sci-fi authors that I read and love. And I think that's what keeps me sort of a futurist and positive and like I'm living in this amazing future in the year 3721. And so that's me. Yeah.
Our next question is from Susan. Why do you hide your handsome faces behind beards? Both Brad and Dean have beards.
Susan, I'm bald. Like, if I didn't have a beard, I would have zero hair anywhere on my head except my eyebrows, and you'd think I looked like a dork.
He also has a baby face, so I feel like being bald with a baby face is sort of a rough, like, paradox.
You don't want this chin in your life.
Yeah, if I lost this beard, I would look... I just wouldn't look right. I would look young.
You'd
my
look like
face
Charlie
would
Brown.
Be a weird shape. I'd look like a Peanuts character. Hello, everybody.
You sort of would.
Yeah.
Just the rosy cheeks, really.
It's the rosy cheeks. It's just what I once threatened to shave it off, and Kristen literally almost walked out of the house.
Yeah, Brad.
Because I've seen pictures of you without your beard.
It's not good.
Brad grew his beard for the last play he was ever in when we were still actors, when we were dating. And once he grew it, I was like, you're never shaving that.
Walk away.
Okay, here's a question from Kara. She wants to know, what is the nerdiest thing about the husbands? Would Kristen and Jolenta agree? Husbands, what do you think is the nerdiest thing about you?
I'm no nerd.
I'm enough nerd for both of us. I'm enough nerd for both of us.
You know what's nerdy about me is I get very nerdy about
Anything.
Anything. I really want to like nerd out on something that is new to me. And I want to be an expert in it the minute I learn about it. So, you know, I start watching baking shows. I've been baking for the last few years. Jolie once for my birthday got me a tree identification course that I went with a local arborist who would walk you around Brooklyn and be like, that's how to recognize that tree. That's how you recognize that tree. It was the best gift I've ever gotten.
He's never shut up since.
I want that present.
It was a lesson in how to be a know-it-all about X, and that's all I've ever wanted.
Oh, man, we are the same person, Brad.
That's why I love you both.
What about you, honey? What's nerdy about you?
Oh, the nerdiest thing about me? I mean, I already talked about the fact that I devour 2 or 3 sci-fi books a week. Dungeons & Dragons, if you listen to any other Husband Speak episode, we talk about Dungeons & Dragons all the time. Nice. Yeah, I've always been the biggest nerd in the room in pretty much every situation. Sci-fi, Star Trek, Star Wars, I love them all. I won't fight with you. I love them all.
But Jolenta, would you and I agree that these are the nerdiest things about our husbands?
I mean, my husband is also like a profound politics and news nerd. And sports, like the sports nerd shit. Like,
does that make me a nerd?
I think, because you know too much about weird, stupid, you know a lot about like baseball stadiums, where it's like, what the fuck, who knows this?
And I'd like to know about sports that no one else knows
about. And you always need to know the obscure fact and like talk someone's ear off about like, this basketball player looks like a llama.
Pau Gasol.
I want to meet that player.
That's Pau Gasol.
And then you have to like Google the picture side by side that someone made, and it's just like, it's a lot.
All right, so for Dean, I think there's something nerdier happening in your life right now.
Oh.
You've been, for the last many weeks, you've been programming this thing that looks kind of like Lite-Brite to me.
What? Yeah.
And you get so excited and you'll spend hours with this board with little lights on it, turning it different colors.
Oh,
you
that's
get so
nerdy.
About
it's
it.
Nerdy. I have a Raspberry Pi and a whole lead strip and I'm trying to do a bunch of like
I don't even know what those
colors.
Words
so
mean.
Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, it's
LED
a tiny little
strip?
Computer. Yeah.
Lead strip.
Oh, he's so into it. And he gets so pumped about these little lights and they'll light up and he'll be so happy.
It's exciting.
After he'll spend like 6 hours
honestly,
typing
it sounds
things.
Pretty interesting.
That's fun. But like engineering nerd is next level. That's
no,
awesome.
That's
I mean, I
straight
had to construct
nerd.
Cables with crimpers and like, oh my
oh,
gosh,
fun.
It's so much fun.
Do you solder?
I do.
Yeah.
I
Dean loves making machines.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I would not be surprised if the next robot vacuum we own is something that Dean makes himself and that it lights up.
You haven't seen it recently, have you? It might be in pieces.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. We got one more question for Justine, because he's interesting, Brad. No, I'm kidding. This is very show-specific, this question. Ashley says, Dean, what's the best thing to cook in your Instapot? I'm on the fence about getting one, so I could use some encouragement.
Well, Ashley, pretty much everything I cook in the Instapot has been amazing. But one of the things that I love, and not because I'm a good cook, but because Instapot, what I love is I can come home from work at 6 o'clock. I can have friends coming over for a dinner party at 7:30, and I can have made braised short ribs that fall off the bone from scratch with no prep in barely an hour and a half for 4 people. It's insane.
Do they sponsor this show?
No.
No,
God,
but they should.
You guys are missing out on some sweet Instapot money.
Yeah. Dean, I just have to say, I don't eat a lot of meat, and Dean makes all my vegetarian stuff so fast. Like, he can put in a whole bag of dried beans, a few vegetables, and before you know it, I'm talking in 45 minutes. Those dry beans are so perfect.
Yeah, and you've got a week's worth of soup to eat. It's just delicious.
No soaking them at all.
Yeah.
No soaking the beans. Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
That's fantastic.
Now I'm going to have to get Brad one. That's thanks
baller.
A lot.
Yeah. So good. So good. All right, guys. Time for our last question. Kushla wants to know, what self-help books would you write for your wives based on everything you have observed and shared with them in the course of making this podcast? What kinds of self-help books do we need?
What self-help book would I write for Kristen? Oh, you know what? I would write a small pamphlet. It's very small. She could keep it in her purse or in her pocket, just very close to her. But it would be sparkly so that she would Ooh. Want to open it, right? And then when she opened it, it would say, eat something, honey. Because some days you work so hard and you forget to have lunch and then you get a bit hangry.
Mm. I do get upset, yeah. Sometimes I get upset.
And it's not because you don't want to eat. It's just you haven't had time. There's so much going on and whatnot. So a sparkly pamphlet that inside said, have a bite to eat.
Okay. I can accept that. Yeah. Especially since I've become a freelancer. Yeah, my schedule's been
Your schedule's all over the place. It's been crazy.
Yeah. All right. I'll accept that.
And I know you guys don't do food books, but that's what I would do.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Mine would be someone like the 4-hour like chill week or something where it just gives Jolie a permission to be okay with herself, to know that she's working hard enough, and to also maybe like take some chances on stuff she doesn't always get to do with her normal week, and not like beat herself over the head because she's taking some time away from work or from like errands or from all these other things. So,
I might buy a copy for Kristen too.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, I'll let you know when it's coming out.
The 4-hour chill week.
4-hour chill week. Yeah, I think we can make that happen.
I like that.
I like that too.
I like it, Bim.
Love it. And we love you guys. We love
our
husbands.
We do love you. We love them. We married them.
Let's applaud for Dean and Brad. Yay. We love you, Dean and Brad. Thank you for coming on for another husband's episode.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I guess that's it for this husband's episode. And that means we should remind our listeners, you can always write to us. You can always reach out to us. You can send more questions to the husbands that we might use on future episodes. You can send suggestions to us about how to fight better or nerdy activities we should take up. Yeah, write to us.
And as always, to get in touch with us, you can write us at JolentaandKristen@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at ByTheBookPod, at Jolenta G, and at Kristen Meinzer. And you know we're always on Instagram at ByTheBookPod.
And remember, if you want to access our exclusive Stitcher Premium season called By the Book, Authors Tell All, head to Stitcher.com/premium. That's Stitcher.com/premium.
Thanks, as always, to our amazing producer, Nora Ritchie, and to Casey Holford at Stitcher. Until next time, I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
And I'm Kristen Meinzer. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. I literally tried to harmonize for you, Nora.
Oh, that was very dissonant.
Stitcher.
Whatever struggles you're facing, from depression and anxiety to trauma and grief, BetterHelp can connect you with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. And of course, anything you share is completely confidential.
Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. By the Book listeners even get 10% off your first month with the discount code BTB. So why not get started? Simply go to betterhelp.com/BTB and fill out a questionnaire to get matched with a counselor you'll love today.
That's betterhelp.com/BTB.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.